Wisconsin's prisons hold more than 1,200 people aged 60 and older. That's as of December of 2016. Some prison reform advocates say that releasing some of those prisoners could be a good start to tackling problems of overcrowding, accommodating medical care needs, and the growing budget. While most states, including Wisconsin, have an early release program that allows elderly or severely ill prisoners to be released before their sentence is up, a new Journal Sentinel investigation finds those programs are not used very often. Gina Barton is the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's law enforcement investigative reporter, author of the book Fatal Identity, and host of the Unsolved podcast. Gina, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, can you tell us a bit, Gina, about how this program, often called Compassionate Release, got started?
When they started this program in Wisconsin, one of the goals was to try to save money. Estimates were that the state could save millions and millions of dollars a year by letting out prisoners who were no risk to society because of their advanced age or health conditions.
And how many people are we talking about in Wisconsin prisons? And can you talk about the kind of conditions they might be in?
Right now we've got 1,200 people ages 60 and over in Wisconsin's prisons. And the Department of Corrections tells me that close to 400 of them have committed crimes other than homicide or sexual assault. So these are people who have not committed the most severe crimes in the first place, and they've done lots of time already on their prison sentences. Two really interesting examples I found were a woman named Nancy Ezel, who's serving time on a drug charge, who is in a wheelchair, uses oxygen, has had a mastectomy, takes 30 pills a day. She's got numerous serious health conditions. And then another guy was Paul Eccles, and he was involved in a shootout with a police officer back in the 90s, 1994. No one was killed in that gun battle. The police officer's arm was shattered, and Mr. Eccles himself was left legally blind and a quadriplegic.
And talk about Eccles' story. His family had tried to get him out on this compassionate release program. Can you talk about that story a little more?
Some of the issues with the compassionate release program, in fact, one of the biggest issues as it's used here in Wisconsin, is that people like Nancy Ezel and Paul Eccles, who were sentenced before Truth in Sentencing took effect in 1999, is that they can't even apply. So they need to just try and get parole and hope that the parole board will consider their health conditions. The Department of Corrections tells me the parole chairman can grant parole for people like this at any time if they choose to, but I was unable to find very many instances when they did. And so when Paul Eccles got into this shootout with police, the police officer shot back at him, and all of these injuries took place in 1994. So by the time he made his first court appearance, the state had already spent $200,000 on his care, and in fact, his first court appearance occurred in his hospital room. Needless to say, his condition did not improve since then, and his father went through a lot of effort to find a nursing home-type facility for him, a group home in Madison, so that Paul could actually get out and die not in prison with his family around. Unfortunately for him, he died last year in prison.
Can you talk about the expense of older prisoners and prisoners with serious health conditions?
There are a lot of different studies about the cost of incarceration for older prisoners. The Department of Corrections tells me that they don't differentiate the cost to take care of an older prisoner versus a younger prisoner, but they are looking into trying to build a $7 million facility to care for sick and elderly prisoners. And then also, there have been several studies done about this that put the cost of taking care of an elderly prisoner at between 2 and 9 times the cost of taking care of a younger prisoner. So the average annual cost of housing someone in prison in Wisconsin is $35,000. So double that is $70,000. And if you do the 9 times that, it's $300 and change.
looking at the numbers under this, what's called the Compassionate Release Program, it isn't used very often at all, right?
It really isn't. And I did a survey of all 50 states and asked them about their programs, and I found that not only does Wisconsin not use compassionate release very often, but really there is no state that uses it very often. I believe the state with the highest number of releases in 2015, which was the year that I collected data from, was Texas, and they had released 85 people. But Texas, as you know, has a large population and also has quite a lot more prisoners than many of the other states.
So why, not just Wisconsin, why in so many states is this used so rarely?
You know, that is an excellent question. I talked to some experts, and they gave several different reasons. One of them, and the first one that would come to most people's mind, I'm sure, is that tough-on-crime policies don't want, and people who espouse those types of policies don't want to let criminals out early for any reason. So somebody like Paul Echols, I can certainly see how people in law enforcement would not want someone who shot at the police to get out of prison early, no matter what condition he's in. However, when they denied his release, they said it was because he was a danger to society, and a risk to society still at this point. So what I don't understand about that is just if the reason is that you don't want to release somebody who shot at police, which is a perfectly valid position, then say that. So anyway, that's one reason. Another reason is that it is hard to find places that will take former prisoners, especially people who have been convicted of violent felonies. Throughout the country, it's hard to find nursing homes and places like that that are willing to accept former prisoners.
We're talking with Gina Barton, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's law enforcement investigative reporter. We're talking about the Compassionate Release Program in Wisconsin prisons and around the country and why they're not used very often. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think the state should allow more inmates early release and or parole, depending on their current status, talking about in particular elderly inmates or inmates with serious health conditions? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Gina Barton is with us, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's law enforcement investigative reporter, talking about her piece called Release Programs for Sick and Elderly Prisoners Could Save Millions, but States Rarely Use Them. We're talking about what's going on in Wisconsin and around the country. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this idea of compassionate release for inmates who are older, over 60, or have serious health conditions? Good idea, bad idea? Do you have questions? Call 800-642-1234. To your calls now, Cindy is with us in Appleton. Cindy, hi.
Hello. Well, I firmly believe in this, and I think that if a family member is willing to assume this liability and responsibility, it should be mandatory that they be released. Cindy, we're spending far too much money on prisons and too little money on education and training programs for people that need jobs.
Cindy, thanks a lot for that call. And Gina, Cindy does raise a next question. What happens if a prisoner leaves, an inmate leaves, they have serious health problems? What do they do next?
And that's a really good question. A lot of them do want to live with family members, as Cindy mentioned. A lot of them in other states, such as some on the East Coast, they have special facilities where people can be paroled directly to a nursing home facility or that sort of thing. The other thing that has come up is, well, taxpayers are paying for prisons, but if these people get out and they go on Medicaid, Medicare, aren't the taxpayers still paying for them? And the answer to that is yes, but they're going to be paying a lot less because you're not having to pay for security and transportation of disabled people. Even if somebody is in a wheelchair or is clearly unable to escape from prison, when they go for medical testing, they have to be accompanied by security. And even when Nancy Ezell had her mastectomy, there was an armed guard in the room with her 24 hours at the hospital. So those kinds of costs you wouldn't need for people once they got out.
Thanks a lot for that call, Cindy. And you also write, Gina, about some of the conditions facing older inmates, inmates with serious health problems. Prison is not a great place for them to be in a lot of ways.
No, it really isn't. And one of the experts I talked to talked a lot about people with dementia, Alzheimer's, those sort of aging symptoms, and things that might not be their fault can end up getting them in trouble. So if somebody with dementia keeps asking questions or acts out or, you know, shouts angry things at a guard, you know, these might be things that are actually symptoms of their disease, but they're going to be viewed as an infraction or a broken rule.
Gina, as we start to wrap up, there's been a lot of talk about various kinds of correctional reform in the country when it comes to things like sentencing. Is this issue of compassionate release, has this been a big part of the conversation?
I think it's becoming a part of the conversation. Just today, David Bowen and a couple of other legislators had asked for a committee hearing, a public hearing on some rule changes at the Department of Corrections around this issue. And also the Pew Center, which is a national advocacy group, is going to be having a meeting with some legislators nationally in the coming weeks to discuss this issue.
We'll leave it there for now. Gina, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Gina Barton, law enforcement reporter at the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. She joined us to talk about early release programs for elderly or severely ill prison inmates.